Rasmussen, Anna. Tacoma Park Station, Washington, Tacoma Park, Maryland, May 3, 1909. Dear Sister Anna Rasmussen, I received your letter some time ago, and since then, I've been constantly engaged in traveling and speaking. This is why I have not responded sooner. My sister, I want you to regard me as the guardian of your means. I know how hard you have worked, and I know also that you would deprive yourself of the very means that you should have. I want to say to you that you should not place your means in the hands of anyone as a gift, unless you have clear evidence that in doing this, you are doing the will of the Lord. The means you loan to me, I pay you interest for, and it is yours at any time you call for it. I do not accept one penny as a gift. I am your guardian, and when you are not able to work, I want you to remember that I understand the situation and shall be ready to return to you every dollar of your means. I advise you not to loan your money that you work so hard to obtain without the prospect of having it returned to you at a time when you may need it. Your desire to help the cause will at times lead you to move unadvisedly, and you will suffer in consequence. I am willing to be your banker, and will pay you 5% interest on whatever money you place in my hands. We will try to secure a place for you where your help will be appreciated. Do not feel that you are not helping the cause unless you make your gifts out and out. I can use your means to good purpose, and when you want any portion of the means, feel perfectly sure that it is yours. I am not willing that your means should be used up in making gifts when you have no one to help you if you should need help. Now be of good courage. Work intelligently. Do not be so anxious to help beyond your power, and then regard yourself as one who is good for naught. We arrived in Washington early this morning. This has been a long journey, and I have labored constantly since we left home. I shall endeavor to write up an account of my travels and work, and you will see it in the review. I will write no more now, but will send these few lines of caution in the hope that they will benefit you. Be of good courage in the Lord. In much love,